member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is Punky.
Gooper.
Hello.
This all seems to happen a bit fast, doesn't it?
I know.
Welcome to Punky. Odd. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
I'm Tony Hearn.
And this is a kind of... This is a show that hasn't happened yet, but will have happened because I'll be somewhere else and you might be somewhere else, and it's before the one we do that we've actually already done, but it's a week ahead and we haven't done it yet.
I've gone bus-eyed.
Yeah. You've got a headache in your eye, haven't you?
Yeah. So you're in America now?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Wow.
Or am I?
Ooh.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
This show has gone out on Tuesday, the 11th, hasn't it?
11th of July, yes.
Tuesday the 11th, I am currently whooping it up on a massive jolly in Detroit.
Cool.
Since I last spoke to you, Tony.
Yes.
I've already met Mike McGee. Scary music! I've already met Mike McGee in Montreal.
Yes.
And I've met Preston Buttons and the Word Whore from Air Out My Shorts in Toronto. And found out their real names that I'm not at liberty to divulge because obviously I haven't found them out yet.
Right.
And I've had a lovely romantic evening at Niagara Falls.
Ah.
That's right.
Oh, and then you're so happy.
And then I've done a... Yesterday, mate, I did quite a bad car journey, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I went from Niagara to Windsor. And we had a bit of a problem because we had to drop the car off at Windsor Airport and then go over the bridge and clear customs and what have you. Then go and pick up another car before we could get to Detroit. But we're here now.
Brilliant.
What the fuck is going on? Four great songs, right? And in true Punky style, the four songs we've got this week, right? You've got a track for later, haven't you?
Yep.
We've got Podcast Alley comments coming out of our ears, loads of MySpace comments, and the four songs we've got, once again, sum up Punky beautifully. Because you know last week we had just four punk songs and Alice Rock.
Yes.
Who you may or may not have fallen in love with, we don't know, because this is in the future.
Of course.
You could already be divorced.
Who knows?
Well, because lizards don't live long.
Okay.
They can't fuck about.
Oh, shit.
They can't fuck about. She's only got 6 weeks. Right. So, and by the time she's finished incubating her eggs, she'll probably only have three.
True.
So, this time we've got music from... We've got two songs from the States, one from France and one from England Town. But the first one up, should we dedicate it to Alice Rock, the first song?
Yes, let's.
It's by the Ray Gradys. Now, Tony, I wonder if you can guess the Ray Gradys website.
RayGradys.com?
You're close, man. You're really close. It's RayGradys.8m.com.
.8m?
8m. RayGradys.8m.com. They will be on our MySpace top 20.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll be on our MySpace top 20 because I have joined the internet age and everything's in colour where I live now. And this is them. We'd like to dedicate this one, wouldn't we? We'd like to dedicate this song to Alice Rock, who has already finished with you.
Probably.
This is Burn a Witch. We'll be right back.
insist the duty of conducting the trial falls upon me. Your trial shall, on the charge of heresy.
Will you please burn that witch? That is the Ray Grady's. That only arrived on Monday.
Right.
I'd said to them, oh, we've got a massive backlog. You might have to wait a few weeks and all that, and giving it all the flannel about how successful we are.
Yeah.
And then I suddenly realised, oh, I'm a song short.
Brilliant.
Straight in, Ray Grady's. Well done. Straight in. So their website again, raygrady's.8m.com, and they will be on our MySpace top 8 and on our website punkyradio.com.
Yes.
So you'll be able to find out about them there. Hey, we're up for not one but two awards. That's quite cool, isn't it?
Two
awards, yeah.
What's the second one?
The podcastawards.com.
Oh, right.
More information about that in future weeks.
Okay.
We're going to play a promo of theirs at some point and encourage every single listener. We've got to do yet something else for us. Thank you very much for all your votes at Podcast Alley. We'll be talking about those in a minute. But right now, myspace.com/punkyradio. We've got our... It should have been our top five comments.
Right.
But I'm not very good at counting.
Right.
So we've got our top four.
All right. Shit. Oh, well.
We had loads as well. There's loads and loads of good ones here. I am a bit of a tit. If you would like to leave a comment for us on our MySpace account, you do have to have your own MySpace profile to leave a comment.
You certainly do.
But you can go and look, and I strongly recommend that you look, because on the profile this week, Love Machine.
Love Machine's up there.
Love Machine is up there. Already had about 100 listens.
Something like that.
About 100
also,
listens.
I think as of this week, probably put the Alice Rock acoustic on from last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting we're in the future.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this
it's gives you a headache. This
it's
future
already
thing,
doing
it?
My nutting. Right, MySpace latest comments. Right,
yeah.
And I've put here show one. Hi there. Thought you. This is from Kelly. Hi there. Thought you might like this. In the States, they have these CDs called Kids Bop, which are today's hit songs sung by children. We had those as well, didn't they? They were called Beedos. As a don't ask me why kids wouldn't want to hear the original songs. I would never be caught dead by this for anybody's kid. Anyway, I just saw the commercial for the latest one, Kids Bop 10.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they had the kids singing James fucking Blunt. I bet they didn't have them singing that.
I would buy that.
Yeah, I would buy that. James fucking Blunt. After I fought down the urge to throw my dinner up, I reported the company that sells Kids Bop to the Division of Youth and Family Services because this is a clear case of child abuse. And I also heard that James Blunt is Cockney rhyming slang for cunt. Yes, it is.
Yep.
That is so cool. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I called my boss a James, and of course, he didn't know what I meant, which makes him a bigger James than he realises. Nice. That's from Kelly. That's perfect, because right the way through that, I thought this had come from someone aged a maximum 15 years old, but she's got a job, not a teacher. Well done, Kelly. And quite decent grammar for someone who's clearly working in a pretty pissy office. Now, Thursdays... This one has come from Paulie Oz. Say it how you like. I'm just glad he's here. Thursdays used to be my favourite day ever, because that's the night me and my friends go to the bar and get trashed. Obviously a builder. Builder's night, Thursdays. Yeah. But that has now been replaced by Tuesdays. Your show is fucking amazing. Rock the fuck on. Much love from a stupid American bastard. Paulie Oz. Don't know how to call it. Let's do it backwards. Zoiluap. That's what I'm going to call him from now on.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Zoiluap. Sophie, she's been featuring recently, but this is a great one.
Right.
Now, I have cheated here. I've cut this up a little bit, this one. Like, I've left the start and the end of the conversation off, because this was the girl who hadn't sorted out her comments
box. Yeah.
Right, so she was leaving me a comment, and then I was having to send her a message saying, don't be so fucking daft.
Yeah.
And then she was leaving me another comment. Oh, Jesus Christ. So, but the long and the short of it was that She said that we sounded scary on our preview last week.
Oh,
which,
yeah, yeah.
Which we didn't, right?
No.
We sounded lovely and fluffy like we are. Right, but anyway, the long and the short of it was that I've been left with this. Yeah, you're so scary, you just made me get my hair stuck in my hairdryer. I blame you. And I have got my box sorted. Sophie.
Well, it's good to hear about a box.
I'm very pleased she's got her box sorted.
Jesus.
And the last one from Captain Chad. What is that smell? Oh, it's Punky. You smell like monkey piss. Thank you, Captain Chad. That nearly made it to Poetry Corner. We were so desperate for them. All right, then, man. What have you got there?
I've got the Podcast Alley comments. So, please vote for the Podcast Alley. You can find a link to it on our site, punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's a Please Vote For Us link. Click on that, enter your email address and a comment if you so wish. And we read the best five. Oh, there's also, on our MySpace page, a vote button. Just type in your email address, click vote, and it will do it. Here's the top five comments for this week. Punky! Punky, I believe I'm a new breed of human. Due to some weird piss-mopping genetic shit, I have developed an immunity to hangovers. Obviously, due to his constant drunkenness, being a rugby player and all, I think that my dad has evolved a gene that doesn't work on him, but... And then it cuts off.
We'll never know. We'll never know the secret. We'll never know the secret. It isn't pronounced Pergy, is it?
What is it?
It's pronounced Ronald.
Ronald. Cool. Okay. I got nothing to say. Another one from Eric, who's Eric Tomorrow, of course.
Yeah.
I'm still the mayor of Fishtown.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. We've kept that simple. That was so definitive against the comments we normally get. I thought we'll leave that as is.
Well, you've got to keep them short so they don't get cut off.
Well, that's certainly what happened in our village.
Anyway. You guys make me laugh.
Good.
Hey, fuck Muppets. Greetings from Bumfuckville, or Lugabaruga. I'm sorry, Loughborough.
Loughborough, the home of, from Big Brother, kicked out the first week.
No idea who you're talking about.
Bonner.
I don't watched it.
Bonner.
Hey.
Oh, man. All right, yeah.
What's your gun? I've stuck my head, Lugabaruga.
Hey, anyway. Mate, can you tell me the way to Lugabaruga? It's Loughborough, you Loughborough. Fucking carry back.
Okay, yeah. Just had to comment on your awesome show. Got the link from Alice Rock website. Got that from a mate who knows her. And it's the best internet radio show I've heard.
Well, that's true.
This is true. That's from Frank Marriott.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Hello. Hey, hello. You wank stains on the duvet of society. Alice Rock rocks. Although I can't do better, but that Poacher's Corner sucked. But anyways, at least that flat face, maybe I should say flat face, tried. Yeah. Gooper, Eric from Embrun.
Cool. Rock Alice's.
Alice Rock
It hasn't
rocks.
Got the same ring to it, has it?
No.
Alice Rock rocks. Rock Alice's.
Love that Punky. Since I don't have my own Uncle Foamy, Punky makes my quim stand up and tap dance.
Nice. That's something I would like to see.
That's from 2023.
That woman seems to have an erect front bottom.
How strange.
Maybe she's just got a 6-inch clitoris that she can do things with. I can do things with my 6-inch clitoris. I can tape a biro to it and write abusive letters with my 6-inch clitoris.
Okay.
I listened to Nobody Likes Onions last week.
Okay.
It's shit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Wow. I thought we'd start doing reviews of podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm reviewing something next week, yesterday, in half an hour.
We'll fall over in a minute.
It's not shit.
Okay.
I just fancy saying that because that's bound to get back to them really quickly.
Okay.
Because let's face it, if anybody says anything about them, oh, you're in trouble. And if you're not familiar with other podcasts, don't start now.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm sorry about that. So, yeah, but do vote for us, Podcast Alley. We want as many votes as possible because that's clever.
Yes.
Right, next song. Mm-hmm.
Please do.
Yeah, we'll do next song. This is from the Tattooed Millionaires.
Really?
I'm very pleased about this, yeah. They, because we featured them on our other show last week, and I got in touch with them because I wanted to play them on this show last week.
Right.
But I left it so late to get in touch with them, I didn't think they'd get back to me, but they did. They got back to me really quickly.
Cool.
I think they're from the West Coast. Of the bad old US of A, and they rock. It's not really punk, it's kind of glam.
Right.
But I think you'll like it, Tony.
Okay, cool.
I think you'll like it. And I'm really glad to be playing them. And they did get back to us really quickly and gave us permission to do everything, and because we have to deal with that, because we are pod safe.
We are pod safe.
I knew you said we are Todd safe. I thought, Todd doesn't give a shit what we play. And who is Todd? I just think he's Ronald's brother. His real name, Angela.
Probably.
Oh, right.
Yes, everything's pod safe.
This is. Here's one for you. The thing is, Tone, can you guess Right, can you guess the Tattooed Millionaire's website, though?
Tattooedmillionaires.com?
You're a fucking genius.
Come on, it's awesome. Oh, yes.
It's 1-1.
What?
It's 1-1 so far. Things are looking bad. I've left that the requisite half a second.
Thank you very much.
Hey, guess what? The band, right, the band that did this track are called the Planet Smashers.
All right, yeah.
And the Planet Smashers are from Montreal in Canada.
Okay.
Where I was 2 days ago in a few days' time.
All right. Did you meet them? Wonder if you met them.
No, I don't think I did meet them.
No?
No, but no. I did go out with the bloke who runs their record label. It wasn't casual. We'd arranged it.
Okay, cool.
And his missus and my missus. And we had a barbecue at his house. It was great. And then we went off to some punk clubs. He'd said that I could go and catch some comedy at the Montreal Comedy Festival. But I said, fuck off. That's a busman's holiday if ever I saw it. And that all happened in the past future.
Yeah, brilliant.
Punky, the only podcast made especially and exclusively for Time Lords. I don't think I've got me. Oh, we can't play the Doctor Who music anyway.
It's not
pod safe.
Not really.
It might be pod safe in the future. I'm sorry, mate. I don't know how you've got hold of this. We haven't made it yet.
It was the last Doctor Who as well at the weekend.
And I missed it.
Yeah,
World Cup in it.
I'll probably try and see a repeat of it next week after.
What's going on? All right, then. It's time for Poetry Corner. Now, those of you who've been listening to our show over the last few weeks, and thank you very much for doing so, might have been getting confused by the fact I've just been making reference to this bloke called George.
Yes.
It was all part of my plan. So don't worry, George. George is on its way. Because I promised George it a few weeks ago, and the poem. And, right. And because he sent me this first one through that someone else had written.
Right.
Now, that is not literary safe.
No.
Never mind about pod safe. That's not writing safe. So I said, listen, man, can you write as one yourself? So he sent this other one through. It's quite long.
Okay.
And he goes, well, then, there is this one, which me and my drum teacher spent an hour composing when I was in detention.
Right.
The title is For Tony Hearn.
Oh, Ah,
isn't that lovely?
Yeah, so I wonder if it stays lovely.
No, it does kind of.
Okay, brilliant.
I'm glad I'm a man, you better believe. I don't live off yoghurt, Diet Coke or cottage cheese. I don't bitch to my girlfriends about the size of my breasts. I can get where I want to, north, south, east or west. I don't get wasted after only two beers, and when I do drink, I don't end up in tears. I won't spend hours deciding what to wear. I spend 5 minutes max fixing my hair, and I don't go around checking my reflection in everything shiny from every direction. I don't whine in public and make us leave early, and when you ask why, I get all bitter and surly. I'm glad I'm a man. I'm so glad I could sing. I don't have to sit around waiting for that ring. I don't gossip about friends or stab them in the back. I don't carry our differences into the sack. I'll never go psycho and threaten to kill you or think every guy out there's trying to steal you. I'm rational, reasonable and logical too. I know what the time is and I know what to do, and honestly think it's a privilege for me to have these two balls and stand up when I pee. I live to watch sports and play all sorts of ball. It's more fun than dealing with women after all. I won't cry if you say it's not going to work. I won't remain bitter and call you a jerk. Feel free to use me for immediate pleasure. I won't assume it's permanent by any measure. Yet I'm so very glad I'm a man, you see. I'm glad I'm not capable of child delivery. I don't get all bitchy every 28 days. I'm glad that my gender gets me a much bigger raise. I'm a man by chance and I'm thankful it's true. I'm so glad I'm a man and not a woman like you. How nice.
How nice.
Very well thought
out. That's
like
a real poem.
Relatively misogynist. Poco's missus will love that.
Yes, she will.
Yes, she will.
If she ever listens to the show
Thank
again.
Thank you very much, George. If you would like to write a poem for us, please email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your submission.
Yes.
We read them out regardless.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whether they're shit or not.
We'll say the shit, but we'll read them out.
Yeah. All right, then, man.
Okay.
Twat time.
Twat time.
Twat time. It's the twat time. It's my favourite bit of the show. Twat time. It's the twat time. Go on, Tony. Let them know. Oh, my God.
So, hey, all that time ago, last week in the past.
last week in the past future.
In the past, we put out a quick, desperate plea for twat. And Daniel responded the day after.
Crazy Danish Daniel, the Danish...
Danish Daniel, indeed.
Dude from Denmark.
The dude from Denmark, who received Alice Rock CD.
He's great.
He's getting everywhere.
He's great, Daniel. One of my favourite listeners. He's definitely in the top 10 listeners.
Definitely.
If we could have a top 10 listeners page, he'd be on it.
I want
but we haven't, so it saved us the bother.
I want the top 10 enemies that we mentioned last time in the MySpace. Now we've got top friends. I want top enemies as well.
Top enemies, yeah.
Great.
Let's put biggest wankers.
Yeah, biggest wankers.
See how Tom gets on with that.
Yeah, put Tom in it.
Right, what am I doing?
Anyway, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. This week's, as I say, is from Daniel. And here is his message. The subject of this email is, I have a twat and 260 cocks in my mailbox.
My goodness.
There you go. Oi, Tony. I thought I'd try to nominate a twat. Yesterday, when I opened my mailbox, I found it quite strange that I had gotten 261 mails overnight. It appeared that my...
Sorry, what was that?
261 mails overnight.
He got into 261 mails overnight. I thought that takes some rogering.
It appeared that my ex-girlfriend has a personal vendetta on me.
Oh.
And had signed me up to hundreds of gay porn sites.
Oops.
And mailing lists.
Oops.
That's the good news. The bad part is...
that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Came in drunk.
I didn't mind that bit.
Bit more in touch with his feminine side.
Fancied a bit of cock.
Thought he'd try it the other way.
See how the other half lives.
My wife's dad called lesbians upside downers the other day. I've never...
Upside downers?
Yeah, he goes, what, those bloody upside downers? Yeah, those ones. You know, the upside downers. That should be word of the week.
Sounds like a children's book, The Upside Downers.
And what a book that would be.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
How wrong. Anyway.
Sorry.
The bad part is that she has the code for my bank account. Do I have to say any more? And he doesn't. She dumped me by texting me 2 days before our 8th month anniversary. Left me more down than Curtis, and worst of all, she can play every single James Blunt song on guitar.
Oh, good God.
Christ. He managed to make his way into the show every week, even when we're time travelling.
I can't wait until it's not even pod safe to say his very name.
So, in your time of need, I'm nominating Katrine of Erdis as this week's Is a Twat.
And
so,
where?
Erdis.
Where's that?
It'll be in Denmark.
Oh, yeah, of course it will.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, ready?
Yeah.
Katrine of Erdis is a twat.
She certainly is as well. She's got a lot to answer for there.
And thank you, Daniel, for putting down how to actually pronounce that.
And I already know that there's more from Daniel next week.
Brilliant.
There's more from Daniel next week.
Okay.
That's already happened. It's amazing. Right, track three. We're going to crack on with track three. Chow Manhattan. I'm going to tell you a bit about Chow Manhattan, if I can find me. Oh, Tone, can you just pop... Oh, no, it's all right. No! Right. Chow Manhattan. I can't remember which way round this worked, whether they got in touch with us or I got in touch with them.
Mm.
And I can't remember whether I asked them for instrumentals or for what came. But anyway, whatever came, I'm happy with, and I'm playing a track of it. Is that all right?
That's absolutely fine.
They've been going for 10 years.
Okay.
They're not the kind of thing we normally play on the show,
right.
Again, but I think you're going to like them, Tone. I do, and obviously that's the most important thing.
Fair enough.
Thing is, though, can you guess their website? Now, bear in mind, actually, I couldn't find a website for them, because there are websites for Chow Manhattan, which was a dodgy film.
Right.
Right? So, they've only got a MySpace, but can you tell me their MySpace address?
Is it myspace.com/... Chow Manhattan?
myspace.com/Chow Manhattan official.
Oh.
It'll be in our top 20, though.
So
this
close.
Is Cosmos Fever, and see if you can hear, right, see if you can hear the Dead Kennedys bits. There's one.
Guidance is internal.
Well, what about that then, Mr. Tony, sir?
Always good.
What about that then? Cosmos Fever from Chow Manhattan. That was a bit odd. And if you did notice a bit of an odd bit just then, That's because we had to interrupt recording. We've never had to do that before.
We time jumped.
We did. We time jumped again. We had what I can only describe as a Time Lord's fag break.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's right. I was Dr. Embassy. So that was Chow Manhattan. We've got one last song to do in this show. World Cup. We've just been talking about the World Cup.
Yeah.
This is going to be weird now because
the final's just been on, isn't it?
Yeah, the final's just been on, but we don't know what happened.
No, we both missed it.
The TARDIS was faulty.
Yeah, we couldn't pick it up, so we'll have to watch it
the
in a couple of days.
The punk rock TARDIS was faulty, so we can only talk about the semis. And the only thing that I'm going to say about it really is, if you wanted to know how hated Portugal now are in football, if you watched the game last night, even the French fans were booing Cristiano Ronaldo.
Quite right.
Now, can you remember a single incident in your life when English and French fans have booed the same player?
No.
I can't.
No, I can't.
I can't. We weren't even expected to go on their side in World War II.
No. I was not surprised that they were getting... Well, they were booing him.
Yeah, well...
Well, not surprised from what he did, but...
No.
Yeah.
The French wanted to play us in the semi-final because they wanted to beat us.
Yeah.
Exactly the same way that we would have loved to play them because we thought that we could have beaten them. Yeah. Anyway, Portugal are out now.
Ha!
And nobody watches a third place playoff. You might as well have gone out in the quarters as gone out in the semis, really.
Yeah.
So fuck them. We're still better than them. They can fuck off. That's all
right.
I've got to say about that.
They couldn't even beat us with 10 men.
No, that's the thing. They went out. Do you know what? They got, I mean, their last, what is it? Their last 180 minutes of football, actually with extra time, their last 210 minutes of football, they couldn't score a goal.
No.
Except for on the pens.
Pop penalties, of course.
Fuck them.
Nah, fuck them.
Fuck them. Right, then.
Yes.
So, just when I didn't think I was going to have a little story or whatever for you this week, excuse me. I got this massive long email through at 5:10 this afternoon last week.
Right? Yes. Okay.
Right. See, I love it when we make these shows. They're just complete head fucks. So, this came through from Elias. That is how he has asked me to pronounce the name. I would have said Elias, but it says here Elias. Elias.
Elias.
Elias.
Elias.
The phone home. Elias. So here goes.
Some folks like E.T. in the TARDIS.
This is when we go all air out my shorts on your ass. Because this is a fucking story here. Right. Like most of your listeners, I'm a pumped up 14-year-old with raging hormones and a tendency to rebel. However, unlike most of your viewers, I'm not sure what that should be listeners, I think, I have to thank you guys for saving me from an unfortunate accident involving a bagel. My tale began in a little place, you might have all heard of it, called the US of A. I have heard of it.
You're there.
I'm in it. It was a rather sunny Saturday morning and I was taking my cat, open brackets, Garth McWaffles, close brackets, for a walk in the historic part of my town, because as we know, America is a town. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, my cat broke free of its leash and dashed away. Here's the problem, though. My cat's a bit blind, so he ran ahead and took a left straight into the brick wall of a cafe. I hurried over to see what had happened to Garth McWaffles. I picked him up by the neck and looked at him. I shook him a little, trying to see if I could wake him up, but he was dead. Dead, you hear me? Dead. Unfortunately for me, at that point, some animal activist rounded the corner of the street and saw me shaking my cat by its neck. They assumed I had strangled the cat and commenced beating the living snozberries out of me. I woke up later in hospital with my parents and doctors over me. After I'd had some time to recover, they hit me with the news that they'd gotten me mixed up with some other chap and had mistakenly castrated me. I was having a bit of a breakdown by then, realising that I, open brackets, reproductively speaking, close brackets, was no longer a man. However, one of the animal activist girls came to apologise. She was about my age, so we got to talking, and then love happened. So we were very happy with each other for the next few weeks or so. One day, I was at her parents' house, who happened to be the leader of the activist group, and they were having an emergency meeting while I was there. I didn't trust those douche nozzles, so I just slept at the top of a tremendously long staircase. A few minutes later, they all clattered out of the room, heading downstairs to grab their picket signs and whatever else they needed to spread their propaganda. Along the way, they didn't notice me. So I was knocked down the staircase and once again rendered unconscious. For the second time in a month, I woke up in hospital. The doctors then told me I was paralysed from the waist down. And to finish it all off, my girlfriend came in, told me she didn't want to date someone who couldn't walk and left. Later that day, after my parents had left, I sat staring at a bagel that my parents left for me to eat. Instead, I contemplated strangling myself with it. Don't know how you strangle yourself with a bagel, but no. Anyway. Right? That's a very thin neck. I'm lost now.
Bagel.
Oh, yeah. Bagel. Right? Instead, I can't strangle myself with it. That would be a way to go out with a bang. But then by some strange hand of fate, I rolled my way to the computer and found your podcast. Then I realised there was still punk rock to enjoy. So now I'm happy and no longer want to pull anything a kitten blood emo would. Castrated, paralysed from the waist down, loveless and petless, but still happy. So here's regards to all of you at Punky. Best regards to Tony and Paul. Elias.
Is this actually a Doctor Who episode?
Could be.
Right.
What I'm amazed at is I got halfway through that waiting for the kitten blood punchline and it just didn't happen.
No.
Well done, Elias. Yes.
But my cat died the other week.
I know. I know, and that's very sad. Did we talk about it last week?
Did we?
We didn't. But if you want to, if it will help you to talk about it in our tone, that's fine.
No, that's okay. It's just,
because we are bear free this week, aren't we?
We are bear free.
We are bear free.
Yeah. No, so I think the day before the Alice Rock was recorded, my cat died.
Oh,
he came in and choked and vomited to death.
Nice.
Not nice. I suspect poisoning. But,
you do suspect poisoning, don't you? Do you think evil neighbours?
Yeah, bastard neighbours.
Don't forget, neighbours. Don't forget, though, that when our rabbits died, I suspected everything except the fox.
That's true.
Reynard.
I can't see what else this could be. It could be natural sickness, but...
Natural sickness?
She wasn't beforehand.
Don't think so.
My parents had to sit and watch her die, so it's just horrible.
There's a cat murder in Kirkby.
Yeah, could be. I suspect that. I suspect foul play.
I suspect... Well, no, it wasn't foul play. They'd have killed a chicken.
That's true.
Can you see what I've done there?
Yeah, see what you did. I was thinking.
I am very sorry to hear of your loss.
Yes, thank you.
Because I hated it.
It's horrible.
When the rabbits went... Bless them. They can play with your cat in the sky.
Yeah.
Our rabbits have gone to hell. They're devil rabbits, they were. They're waiting for the fox. They're down there.
That's where all the cool music...
They're down
music.
There, gloves up. They're gloves up. And your cat has chosen to go to hell just so it can do a three-pronged attack on the fucker that killed the rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to have to wait a few years for the chavvy cat murderers to die, but trust me, there's only one where they're going, and it is down.
Yeah.
Should we play the last song?
Okay, let's.
Let's play the last song. Dead Identities. We played these a couple of weeks ago, and they've got a new single out that I've now just lost information for. Can you talk for a second, Tone?
Yeah, they're big fans of Want You, I believe. Dead Identities.
Yeah,
from
found
that London Town.
Well done. Great chat.
Sorry.
London-based Dead Identities bringing their official debut release Going Down, a dynamite-driven 21st century British punk rock anthem which pulls out all the stops with great riffs, chanty vocals and a chorus you'll be humming till doomsday. Released exclusively on iTunes, so you can get hold of this easily. It's a 2.5 minute blast of real UK punk and roll and is an excellent introduction to a band that are going to be annoying neighbours for a very long time. I don't mind them being annoying neighbours, Dead Identities, but don't kill anybody's cat.
No.
This is Going Down.
Cool.
A fitting way to end this section. How about that?
Nice shot.
That's
Pendle.
Good, isn't it? Rocks, doesn't it? That is Going Down by the Dead Identities. But Tony, can you tell me the Dead Identities website? Come on, man, you've done all right tonight. We're okay. On. Well, it's you're losing 2-1.
Yeah.
This is your chance to take it to extra time.
Okay.
Here we go. What is the Dead Identities website?
Deadidentities.co.uk.
Fucking genius!
Yes, come on.
You've pulled it out of the bag, there, mate. You've pulled it out.
Goose to extra time.
Fucking bag. Dancer. Well, it's been another nice show this week.
It's
a little weird.
A little bit weird, but the time travel always does that to us.
Yes, it does. And do you know what? I always forget to take my towel and my peanuts.
Yeah.
You have to have the requisite 2 pints of warm beer. I can do that. Towel and the peanuts, though. I love peanuts as well. I'm not so keen on towels.
Right.
As you well know. You know, I'm not the cleanest of fellas.
No.
So, thank you very much for voting for us at podcastalley.com. We do appreciate it. Thank you very much for sticking your comments on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for posting in our forums, lastminutecomedy.com. Thank you very much for rating us. And basically, just go to our site on MySpace and just do all the things it says to do on it. If you haven't done it already, you can spend about 15 minutes on our page fucking about. Yes, enjoy them. I'm on holiday. The next time I speak to you, I will tell you about my imaginary adventures over the last week. Thank you very much, though. I would like to say now, in advance, thank you very much to the best podcast in the world, Total Talk Nonsense, for looking after me.
Yep.
For a couple of days.
Happened. Has that happened?
No, it hasn't happened yet. They're going to look after me tomorrow, on Thursday.
Yes.
Oh, now I don't know what's going on. All right, then, fuck them.
Fuck them.
I'll thank them next week.
Fuck them for not doing a show.
Thank you very much to Air Out My Shorts for revealing not only your identities, but your real names. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Looking forward to that very much. Thank you very much to Mike McGee for looking after us so fantastically in Montreal a couple of days ago, even though I haven't been yet.
Yeah.
No pressure, Mike. And thank you very much to Alice Rock last week. We don't really think you're a witch.
She's great.
We think you're very, very good. And I imagine we'll have you back on the show sometime. More of that next week.
Yes.
Ah. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight. Oh.